Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks for spending part of it with us here on Experience Wisconsin. Beth Wierick is the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid District Number 21. A lot of stuff going on downtown. Beth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me today.
Oh my gosh, I love your energy. I love when you're here. I love downtown. This is like the perfect equation. What's going on in downtown Milwaukee this weekend?
Well, this weekend is Mexican Fiesta, and that is at the lakefront. And we are so, so excited for this festival. Summer has been a blast.
So what's going to take place? Heartbeats of the city? Give me some detail. What are we talking about
for the concert series? I'm a little bit sad because, you know, this time of the year, end of August, it's kind of like getting ready for back to school, which is exciting. But it reminds me also that we're entering into those final weeks of so many of our concert series. So if you haven't been down yet, you've got to get down here next week because it's going to be your last chance to catch Heartbeats of the City, mm-hmm. which is powered at MGIC over in Red Arrow Park. And that happens at noon on Wednesdays. And then on Thursdays, we've got PNC presents Tunes at noon. And that is in this cool courtyard at 411 East Wisconsin Avenue. And again, so that's Wednesday and Thursday during the day. But then, you know, Thursday nights, what's happening?
Jazz in the Park.
I know. Everybody loves
in the Park.
Yes, it's phenomenal. So it's closing out the season, though, this Thursday, so you've got to get down here. And it'll be a performance by Cal Bergendahl Project and Come Together, which is a really cool, cool performance of the Beatles Soulfully Reimagined. So get down here while you can and take this all in.
That sounds great. So I know summer's kind of winding down, but it's okay because September's going to have some great stuff. What's happening in September?
Well, and I love September and fall in the city of Milwaukee, don't you? I know. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite events in the historic Third Ward, and that is the Third Ward Art Festival. That's happening September 2nd and 3rd, and it is an awesome, awesome street festival filled with art, live music, and plenty of great eats.
Great pictures and great opportunity exist at the Kite Festival. Tell us about the Kite Festival.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's the Frank Motz International Kite Festival, mm-hmm. and that is back the 9th and 10th, and it is a phenomenal, phenomenal gathering for families. With hundreds of kites in all different kinds of shapes and sizes. Such a spectacular sight to see.
Beth, is Festa back?
Yes, I am so excited for Festa. Bring on the food, right? And that is going to happen September 8th through 10th. That's happening at the Italian Community Center.
Oh, that's such a fun event. Okay, Milwaukee Night Market, a couple of other things. What should we be looking ahead to in September?
Well, let's look for that Milwaukee Night Market. That's happening Wednesday, September 13th. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the Milwaukee River Challenge, which I love. It is a spectacular sight to see. That's Saturday, September 16th. And then Doors Open, which is, that's September 23rd and 24th. So these are all great events. Bring the family down, bring your friends down. It's a great opportunity to showcase all that our city has to offer.
Yeah, Doors Open is such a really cool thing. If you've never done that, you really ought to check it out. Beth Wierick is with us, the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid Number 21. All right, there's something else that happens in September. A lot of people look forward to this. It's theater season gets going.
Woohoo! Yes. Yeah. I mean, the fun does not end at the end of summer, right? And we are absolutely so fortunate that our city is so rich in our arts and cultural, aren't we?
We sure are. So tell us some of the venues that'll get rolling.
Well, of course, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, the Milwaukee Ballet, Milwaukee Repertory Theater, Black Arts MKE, First Stage, Renaissance Theater Works, Florentine Opera, Milwaukee Chamber Theater, and of course, there are many other sociable offerings that are going on.
So let's dive into a couple of these. The Rep is kicking off a big season this year.
Yeah, it's their 70th anniversary. I'm so happy for them, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be the world premiere musical Run, Bambi, Run. And of course, this is going to be a story about Milwaukee's own infamous femme fatale.
Yeah, this is getting a lot of buzz. The Symphony is in a great new space, and they get rolling in September also. Is that right?
And they're going to open with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Ooh. This is going to be spectacular. The acoustics are amazing. That's September 22nd through 24th.
The Milwaukee Chamber, what do they have going on?
Well, they've got, they're hosting a Midwest premiere of, it's called Laughs in Spanish, and that's September 22nd through the October 8th. And it's part crime comedy, part telenovela, with a playful look at a mother-daughter relationship. So that is going to be a lot of fun.
So how do people get more information on all the great stuff that's happening downtown?
Well, they can visit our website at milwaukeedowntown.com. And I do want to say, while you're there, test your trivia knowledge about downtown Milwaukee. We've got a great contest running now through the end of the month on your sensory experiences that you find in downtown Milwaukee. And it's part of our Experience Downtown in Every Sense campaign. I assure you, this is a prize package you want to grab.
You need to check that out. Beth Wierick is the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown, bid number 21. Thanks for being with us, Beth.
See you downtown.
A lot going on during the week and during the weekend. It is downtown Milwaukee. I work downtown now, and it's absolutely fantastic. Up next, our conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, when Experience Wisconsin continues.